This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Sun's out and shining on a Tuesday. It's going to be heating up here. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. I'm Doug Karsh. That is Scott the Gator Anderson. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine, Doug.
That's good.
Yeah, sun's out, guns out, right?
Is it that? No? I wouldn't go that far.
I haven't had guns in a while. Long time. So, but it's beautiful out. Nice day. Starting to melt the snow.
You know what? We're at that period of time. You know what we're going to see a lot of now?
A lot of gray?
No. A lot of white guy in shorts.
We're definitely going to see white guy in shorts.
It is
today
a season.
Is the white guy in shorts.
It is a season for white guy in shorts.
It might get up to 50 today, I guess. So that's a strong.
That's almost too warm.
Yeah, it is. White guy in shorts is insulated like polar bears. I don't get you guys, man. How do you do it?
Dude, it is something funny. We are predictable that the first time it starts to heat up a little, we go outside in shorts.
It's like they have tearaway pants.
What's so funny about that?
Dude, they go out with pants, but they're like, wait a second.
It's not that. It's not that elaborate. We just wear shorts under our jeans or khakis or whatever so that we're ready to make an appearance as soon as it's possible. White guy in shorts. And what's so funny about it is I say every year, I'm not going to be white guy in shorts. But that first time, I invariably am. I will go outside, and I'll be like, this is awesome, and I'll have my shorts on. And like an hour later, I'll be like, what was I thinking?
You are always not white guy in shorts, then.
I have been white guy in shorts.
White guy in shorts doesn't have regrets. There's no regrets with that.
No regrets, not even one letter?
Not even one letter of regret. Nope. White guy in shorts, he'll stay out all day wearing the shorts, and he'll come in and he's fine. He doesn't care.
Well, then I'm maybe not deep down. My heart, I think I'm white guy in shorts, but I'm not truly white guy in shorts.
You don't really have the temperament for it.
I guess I don't.
It's okay.
But you know me, I'm always cold.
Yeah.
So I should never be white guy in shorts, but it's that time of year.
I mean, the white guy in shorts is next to Kang in the studio there.
Yeah, Kenny. Who wears shorts deep into the winter.
Well, like his thing too is, you guys know, once he throws on the shorts, he doesn't go back.
Which is a weird thing. Like right. I've heard him say this in the office, Kenny, who answers phones for us and lives and dies with the Red Wings and has a hot dog roller in his living room. He has actually said, when the shorts go on, that's it. There's no going back to any kind of long pantalones. And so, my man, once the commitment is made, which, by the way, is stubborn and ridiculous, but he commits.
Oh, he's committed.
Yep.
For sure. But he hasn't. Not yet, though.
No, don't. Please don't.
Yeah. Not yet. It's
February would be an early one, man, to commit to that.
Yeah.
Sure would.
No, it's a little early for that. We know that, look, right, I'm sure this weekend will be back in the 30s, and we're going to get some more snow at some point, and it's just going to happen. It's also pothole weather, which sucks.
It does.
Because now that the you know, the snow is being uncovered, and people do that. Look, it's already been uncovered, but so we know what the roads go through with all the...
Well, the ground is heating up.
Yeah, well, you got that, and just all the elements beating it down. It's just, it's troublesome, and, you know, it's hopefully it's not going to swallow cars like it's done in the past. Are we getting better at fixing the damn roads? Is that happening? Obviously, there's construction, obviously, but are they constructing the right way? Is that happening?
Dude, I don't know. There's a new construction project. The thing that drives me nuts, and I know that there's explanations for it, but you're driving along. You've never once said this road needs construction. And then the next thing you know, a month later, there's orange barrels and they're redoing the road and your commute's effed because they need to do construction on a road that doesn't need construction. But I'm sure there's some reason for it. Oh, well, it's going to need construction, so we're going to do it. I don't know. Whatever. All right, so good luck to you out there if you today are white guy in shorts. All right, Gator.
Doug.
ESPN NFL fantasy football and NFL draft writer Field Yates.
Okay.
You've heard of the Field Yates?
Yeah, we've quoted Field Yates many an occasion.
Field Yates, who is taking a more prominent role in the
it's
network.
Great name, by the way.
Field Yates?
Yeah, Field.
Have you ever heard the name Fields?
I've heard a last name of Fields.
No, first name Fields.
No. I mean, it was Fielding Yost. Is that the guy?
Yes.
Fielding Yost. Was that his name? Fielding, though, right?
Yeah, he was Fielding Yost.
I've never heard, outside of that, I've never heard the first name of Fielding. I've not heard a first name of Fields.
Yep.
Or going singular with Field. I think this is quite unusual.
I have heard in the last week the first name Fields for the first time, and now we're going to quote Field Yates. This is from Field Yates, ESPN draft analyst and fantasy writer, fantasy football writer. He tweets out the following. The Detroit Pistons are one of the best stories in sports right now. They finished last season with the worst record in the NBA, now 7 straight wins for the first time in a decade, and they got a shot at home court advantage in the first round playoff series. Pumped for their fans. He's in the full draft prep. Field Yates is. He's in full draft prep. And he's tweeting about the Pistons.
Must have taken a break last night. Flip on the
TV. There's no breaks. In draft preparation, you know this. We used to be in full draft prep. There is no breaks.
Maybe what he but there are. You know, maybe he just got done putting the final touches on his, you know, Fields Yates 3.0 or whatever it is, or you know, 2.86. And I need a break. Need to grab something to drink. Let's flip on it. Just gonna take a little time out. And he catches a highlight package of Cade Cunningham and the Detroit Pistons.
We have a team right now that's acting like one of the best teams.
Apparently.
One of the best teams in basketball. They're acting like it. I was a raucous LCA crowd last night, close to a sellout. Cade went off again, 32-9-7, on a back-to-back road to home, back-to-back nights. And they beat the Clippers, and now they're a game out of the 4 seed. They have been playing, I mean, obviously they've won the 7 in a row, but since they've turned it around, they are playing 700 basketball.
Yeah, I think there's only 3 teams in the NBA during this stretch that have played better than them.
According to Keith Langlois of Pistons.com, those teams are Oklahoma City, Cleveland, and Denver.
Wow.
This is a team that is playing like one of the best teams in basketball.
And just took care of a team last night, a pretty good Clippers team. Now they got a really good Celtics team coming in on tomorrow night.
LFG. All right, so I got an amazing Piston fact. Are you ready for an amazing Piston fact?
Oh, you got a like a stat of the day type thing?
It could be. I mean, it's not technically a stat of the day. I wouldn't call it a stat of the day, but it might be a little bit
that
of Pistons
would be like
trivia.
Copyright infringement if we did that. But
no, it's not.
Can we steal the sounder though?
The sounder, like the morning show sounder?
Yeah. Is it worth that?
No. It's not. It's not stat of the day worthy. It's just a piston fact. We will get to it today at 10:20. Plus your open line calls. Anything on your mind, of course, fair game. 248-539-9797. It is Karsh and Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
When you need a new garage door, you might ask yourself, well, who am I supposed to call? I'm going to help you out. I know exactly who you should call. You contact the great folks over at Precision Garage Door. They know exactly what they're doing. I went through this same issue a couple years ago. I needed new garage doors. I called Precision. They came out immediately, walked me through the entire process. It was amazing. Jackie and her crew, they know exactly what they're doing. They are awesome. Right now, get a free door opener when you buy any new garage door. Now, that's a $499 value. The sale ends at the end of the month and March 31st, but I should say end of March. But give them a call today, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or you can visit precisiondoormi.com and schedule that appointment. And if you mention 97.1 The Ticket, they're going to waive your service fee, which is awesome. You want to contact these people, set up on a schedule that works for you? That's what they're all about. Go out to their website, and you can set it up for something that works for you. They're also available on weekends at no extra charge, and they offer the industry's leading warranty. All calls are answered 24/7 when you give them a call at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or go ahead and schedule an appointment online at precisiondoormi.com.
Karsh and Anderson, 97-1 The Ticket. Another game, another win for the Pistons last night. Look, this team is blossoming in front of our eyes. And, you know, Kay Cunningham is turning into a superstar. And it's been a really, really fun watch. Asar Thompson, you know, giving him more minutes all the time. He could be, you know, the ceiling is so high for that kid. Jalen Duren, a rim protector. Last night, he had 19 rebounds. The Pistons blocked 7 shots. They were exceptionally good. And, you know, the player that I've always liked, and Dennis Schroeder, is coming off the bench for them and helping them win games. And, you know, he was on the court at the end of that Atlanta game, which is really, was an important game to me personally because of my disdain for one player on that team. Oh, and it was important. Tobias Harris contributing last night, had 20 points. It's been a fun watch, and you know, it's moved beyond the, hey, they're just on a streak. The ceiling for this team, Gator, I mean, a game out of home court. If they keep playing this way, the 3 seed is attainable. If they keep playing this way, they got a lot of work to do, but that's attainable because they are playing 700 basketball. And they keep this up. Well, we'll see. Long way to go. The Indiana thing is brewing. There's a lot of bad blood on the court and behind the scenes between these two teams. We could be entering a very fun stretch of Piston basketball. So, Gator, do you know how many playoff games in a row the Detroit Pistons have lost?
I know they got swept in the one series, so that's 4, right? Mm-hmm. Going back before that, I would guess, I don't know, 6 or 7, 6? You tell me.
More.
I swept in back-to-back series, 8, so if they would have lost the series before that, it would be 9. I'll go 10.
More.
Swept in 3 straight series, and it'll take me to 12. Let's go 14.
That's what it is. It's 14 consecutive playoff games they have lost. Swept by the Bucks. I guess
was that it? Was that it?
That wasn't really it.
No, wasn't it? All right, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Continue, my bad. Gator, continue, I'm sorry.
It was not a stat of the day. It was not what I was going for, but
sure
still.
About that?
No, I mean, we love it. I don't know why that thing went away. I think it should be part of our show now.
Well, we've taken it.
So. We kind of have. They got swept by the Bucks.
They're doing fresh mail before the show.
Oh, they've been doing a lot of stuff we've done. Yeah, it's time for us to take something back.
Right before the show.
Yeah, they don't care. Why should we care? We're not treating them with respect if they don't treat us with respect.
No, I'm not saying you. The Mel Kiper mock draft came out at 6 a.m.
They waited until
what, 9:40 to do it?
It's okay.
20 minutes before we were going to open the show with it? But that's fine.
We're all on the same team.
We are on the same team. And we don't expect them to embargo information.
I do.
So we've stolen stat of the day. Yeah. All right, so they got swept by the Bucks in 2019. They got swept by the Cavaliers in 2016. They got swept by the Cavs in 2009. And prior to that, they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals in 2008 and lost the last two games against the Celtics. 14 consecutive postseason losses. I think the probability of them getting ending that streak this year is pretty good. The Pistons are going to win a playoff game this year. You go back, though, and here is the fact. The last time the Pistons won a playoff game was May 26th of 2008. They beat the Celtics 94-75.
God, it's a long time, man.
Yep. When that game ended, I'm setting the over-under at 1.5, okay? You, Ken, Kenny, anybody. Name the five Piston players that were on the court when the clock struck zero in the last Piston playoff win.
2008?
On May 26, 2008, who are the five Piston players that were on the court when the clock struck zero?
Okay. Kang was...
I'm going to go with Reggie Jackson, I think, was one of the players.
I think it's before Reggie.
You think?
Yeah. Because this is that time, I always forget, what was the year that they traded Chauncey for Iverson? Would this have been right before or right after? And it's going to be before the... If it's...
I think 08 was the year, wasn't it, around 08?
So was it the 08-09 season, though? And if that's the case, then it's not. You're not going to have... The free agents that they got with Gordon and Villanueva. So it's maybe before that. So who is the guy that Rodney Stuckey? Is Rodney Stuckey one?
Well, are we collaborating, the two of you?
Yeah, we're collaborating.
Okay, so do you agree? Do you want to go with Reggie Jackson or Rodney Stuckey?
You sound pretty confident with Stuckey. I'll go with Gator on this one.
Rodney Stuckey is one.
There you go. Good job, Gator.
Okay, so there
I
are
have done four. My job.
The over-under is 1.5.
We need one more. Okay.
You want to go with the big man here?
Okay.
Any big man, I was just saying. It wasn't a specific one.
I was just trying to go in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Darko, I don't think it's going to be part of this.
No. So, when they made the Iverson trade for Chauncey, they teamed up Iverson with Stuckey. So Stuckey is still there. This is after Iverson, you're saying, right?
Are you asking me?
No, I'm asking Gator. I'm talking Gator.
I tend to think this is pre-Iverson because this is the 07-08 season.
Okay.
I think Iverson gets traded, I think, in 08.
Okay.
Actually, I know he gets traded.
Well, if that's true, then Chauncey was on the team.
In the fall. So Chauncey would have been on the team.
The question is, who are the five Pistons on the court at the end of this?
So Chauncey's probably not going to be on the court at that time because if this is a blowout, they're just going to take him out. So who are some of the stragglers?
Mm-hmm.
Is Swedish Cowboy on that team?
Hmm.
Ooh. Who is the guy?
I hope this is as fun for you as it was for me to research.
Is he tall?
No.
Oh, the black guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, him.
Oh. There's a...
Maxiel?
Mad Max. I like it.
I think Maxiel, he was here long enough to go through different eras. I'm going to go with Maxiel.
I like it.
Do you agree? You're in?
Yeah.
Jason Maxiel is guest number two, and that is correct.
Yes!
Ah! I am so fired up!
We are the smartest men alive!
You are the smartest man alive! The overhead, people!
I love it. I love it.
How far can you go?
No, we'll take the cash.
And the spotted dog.
Do you want to try and keep going?
Yeah, there was somebody, I don't know why, this is so dumb. Named Marco Rubio is coming up in my mind. Clearly not Marco Rubio.
Marco Rubio?
It's not Marco Rubio. But they have They had a player whose name was similar to that.
Carlos Arroyo?
I like it.
You gonna go with Carlos Arroyo?
Do you think that, is that too early for Carlos Arroyo?
I don't know. I bowed out and took the money. You're on your own now.
I'm taking the money. Yeah, right. We're out.
Okay. First of all, the Pistons starters in that game were Antonio McDyess, Rasheed Wallace, Tayshaun Prince, Chauncey Billups, and Rip Hamilton.
Wow.
Yep.
Pretty good starting five.
The five Pistons on the floor at the end of that game were, as you mentioned, Rodney Stuckey and Jason Maxey. I am so damn impressed with the two of you. That is very, very well done. Also,
probably the guy they drafted with Stuckey that year, but go ahead.
Jarvis Hayes was on the floor.
Wow, I would have never got that one.
Never.
Aaron Aflalo
was the guy drafted on the floor. Stuckey. That was the other guy drafted with Rodney Stuckey. Yeah. Right.
And Amir Johnson.
Amir Ooh. Johnson, yes. We Predator. I think we could have gotten that.
Yep. So
we did fantastic.
You really did. No, this is. I am.
Cheers, my friend.
I am proud of the two of you. There it is. Your not stat of the day.
No, we already had a stat of the day.
You did have a stat of the day. Yes.
You can't ask a trivia without getting the stat of the day.
That was the last Piston playoff win. The guys
17
that were
years ago
were dribbling out the clock. The last Piston made basket in a playoff win came from Jarvis Hayes. I mean, now think about that. And they're going to go into the playoffs with a chance to win a game. Because I really feel like the last two trips to the playoffs, did they feel very ceremonial? Hey, you know, we're here. Cool. Maybe I can win a game, make it interesting.
We need you guys to run with the Bucks just to give them a little sweat, a little glaze, and
that's
what
it was.
Okay, thanks, guys.
248-539-9797. Okay, more to get to with the Pistons. What's going on with this team? We will do that. Also, Michigan-Nebraska last night. A work of art, it was not. This is Carson Anderson, but it was a win. This is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Feedback coming in regarding white guy in shorts. Today is a day that it's a good day for a white guy in shorts sighting. Conditions are good for white guy in shorts.
Strong to quite strong.
Mike in Brighton writes in, Doug, I'm the king of white guy in shorts. I have shorts on 365 days a year underneath my pants. I'm always ready.
See, he stays ready, so he don't have to get ready.
That's right.
Yeah.
As a white guy and as a mailman, I can confirm I am in shorts.
Bravo.
Thank you for braving the elements. Steve in a truck says, I feel attacked as I'm doing errands today in shorts. I'm dreaming of Thursday Mo's. Can't wait for the Thursday Mo. Love the Thursday Mo.
God. It can't come soon enough.
Next text. Oh, my God. I was white guy in shorts this morning. Yep. A lot of people.
It's no surprise, man. I mean, when you drive home today, you expect to see kids outside playing basketball.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, 100%.
People at the driving range. Dude, you know what I saw yesterday? There were people running everywhere. There were joggers. Yeah, the joggers came out of hibernation yesterday.
These people.
Scott writes in, I saw a white guy in shorts at a gas station yesterday. Forget the Robin. White guy in shorts is the true sign of spring. White guy in shorts should be the state bird.
Yeah, it's not about, forget the groundhog. Let me know when the white guy in shorts comes out. Then you got like 2 weeks. Forget the 6 weeks we got to wait. 2 weeks.
It is white guy in shorts season. Feedback regarding the Pistons. If the Pistons somehow manage to get the 4 seed, do you think Cade will get MVP consideration? If Cade's going 32-9-7 every day the rest of the year, he might, honestly. And last night after the game, Cade said JB Bickerstaff is obviously the NBA coach of the year. And I'm kind of like, it's a guy who loves his coach. And I'm like, oh, it might be that obvious. To go from the worst team in the league to this, I mean,
there's some really good teams out there.
I know.
But the really good teams that have multiple superstars on them. The Pistons are doing this with a guy who's ascending to superstar status without getting anointed superstar just yet, and he's got a cast of characters with him.
But you know, sorry, go ahead.
No, just, my point is that this is not, I don't think this team is as talent rich as the other teams are, so it's more impressive. If they let it go through the full season, 24 games left.
Yep.
And finish well above 500, they've got a real legit shot at fourth place.
Well, what's crazy about
it, one game out,
is last night was one of the first times I thought, I was like, to Kate, I think Kate just got a superstar call. I think they just blew a whistle because somebody breathed on Cade. I'm like, this could be helpful.
Well, you look at the Atlanta game. He only went to the line three times. I think it was 10 for 12
last night. Oh, that's true.
There he is, your guy hunting fouls.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he doesn't hunt them. And you start getting some, like, superstar calls, watch out. And if the Pistons finish, I don't care. Four seed, I think Bickerstaff should definitely win the Coach of the Year. But they finish five or six, I still think he should win it because they weren't just the worst team in the league last year. Everyone keeps saying that. There was worst team, and then there's what the Pistons were last year, which was beyond below worst team. They were, like, historically bad worst team in the league.
And they got the top pick in the draft because of it. Oh, wait.
They've won more games this year than the last 2 years combined. JB Bickerstaff came in here, and people were saying, I think, Gary, you're watching some stuff from the, you know, the experts, you know, from last year and earlier in the year, like, they said this place was a disaster. Who would want to come here and coach this team? And the organization doesn't know what's going on, what they're doing. Bickerstaff comes in, Trajan Langdon comes in, and in 1 year, one offseason, one draft, they're fighting for maybe the fourth seed in the East?
It's crazy.
It's impressive. It's impressive beyond all get out. And the fact that they're playing a brand of basketball that's worth watching, you know, Greg Kelser's screaming at the TV saying, run the ball. This is what happens when you run with the basketball. You get the fast break going. This is a team that takes advantage of it because they've got the athletes that can do it. Cade was making plays last night at full speed where I'm like, slow down, man. You're going to end up steamrolling over somebody and getting called for it, or you're going to hurt yourself because you're going to get tripped up. And no, he was able to maneuver through it all and get the easy bucket. Now, he still needs to work on his ball security, because he does turn the ball over a ton, but he's making up for it by dishing out 9 assists a game and scoring, you know, 26 a game. He's awfully impressive.
Feedback from an unnamed texter: this streak could be 10 in a row and undefeated in February if it wasn't for two fluky buzzer beaters. So the two fluky buzzer beaters, I don't know. Look, I mean, the last time they lost was the Darius Garland 40-footer where he turned and bro-hugged the fan in the front row, feels like forever ago, and then yapped his way off the court. And the one prior to that was the painful Trae Young fadeaway shot that somehow went in, and then he did the march or whatever the hell he did after they won that game. Yeah, I mean, look, those were, I don't know if I call them fluky, but they were, I mean, the Garland one was a low percent. They were probably both low percentage shots, but I guess that's what, unfortunately, Trae Young, to his credit. And go check out Champ and Chump of the Weekend on our website, by the way, speaking of Trae Young. But yes, if Trae Young, to his credit, he's one of those bad shot maker. As great as Cade is, and he is great, I have never been as excited about a player as I am with Ausar. The kid's potential is salivating. That inbound play they ran to him last night where he dunked it.
With the left hand?
Yeah, where he came... That was a dunk out of nowhere. You see dunks coming sometimes. That was he dunked it.
Well, there's that play, the reverse layup, which he's done, I think, two of the last three games. Maybe it's the last two. Going baseline, and I don't know. I mean, you can only do that if you have that kind of athletic ability. To hang in the air as long as he does, to have the arms are as long as they are, and make it look effortless, and it goes in. Phenomenal. I feel like his ceiling is so damn high, he's literally just scratching the surface of what he is. I think he could be a future star in this league.
He has something you can't teach, honestly. Like that natural born athleticism. When we had Tobias Harris on before the season started, and you guys asked him, like, hey, who stands out? You know, who's doing stuff that you haven't seen? And he said Ausar Thompson. And I was like, yeah, okay, Ausar, I see it. But man, I mean, I really see it. My man knew what he was talking about. And that play, Doug, where the inbounds play, where he dunked with his left hand.
Yeah.
Dennis Schroeder, did you see where he made that pass from?
Yeah, it was like the other side on the baseline.
Like, he was like sitting where the camera guys are. You know what I mean? Like, he was like behind the basket. Like, talk about knowing, you know, your angles and being a veteran in this league and having that pickup, that quiet pickup at the trade deadline, it could really pay some dividends come playoff time for this team. Dennis Schroeder's a nice pickup.
He really is. He's a player I always liked. He was a player that I used to, when the Pistons were spinning their wheels and terrible, that was a player I was like, they could have had him, and I don't do a lot of they could have had him. But when he got drafted, I went through who the hell is this guy? And so I got down the wormhole and then had paid attention to his career. And I can't, like, it's not that he's, you know, an elite, unbelievable, insanely good player that they just got another superstar. But he always struck me as a guy that helps his team win. So 248-539-9797. And Thompson had a number of dunks last night. The putback dunk, he had a fast break dunk, he had a block. He's helping his team win. The Pistons already have more wins this season than they did the last two seasons combined. Cade Cunningham is taking over this league. I think the Pistons could make it to the Eastern Conference Finals too. Okay, so look, I was trying to figure out, is this more like the Lions and their turnaround, or is it more like the Tigers last year? And what feelings are they engendering here? Like, how am I feeling like this is out of nowhere, or am I feeling like you could see the build coming? And I guess it's more like the Lions, right? You could see the build coming.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think it's a good teams to compare to have it as polar opposites, even though they're not. It's just a range, right?
Yep.
And if you start with the Pistons in the middle, which way do they favor? Do they favor more the Pistons? Do they favor more the Lions? I think they favor more the Lions because I think Cade is that superstar player that they have, and they have under control because they gave him the big contract. The Tigers, if you're going to look there, would he be Tarik Skubal? But Skubal's a pitcher. He only goes every 5 days. It's not the same thing. Is he Riley Green? He's better than what Riley Green is in his sport. So he's more like an Aiden Hutchinson type player. And with the complementary players that they have, I think it's more lion-like, but I don't think they're the Lions.
It's weird because in the NBA, there's only two rounds. There's fewer players selected.
In the draft.
In the draft, yeah, sorry. And so I'm looking at the way the Pistons are built, and they have four top five overall picks. And then they got six more players that went between 11 and 20. In theory, on paper, that's a lot of talent. And, you know, you have to be drafting near the top, obviously, to get four top five picks. So you have to be bad to precede this. But it does, there's a degree of predictability when the picks work out. There's so many picks that don't. There's so many, and through the era, there were you know, too many Killian Hayeses that weren't working out. But they have, in the middle of all this, they've put together the roster with the superstar 1-1, which living up to that billing is huge. And remember, there were people calling him a bust.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't like a few calls. It was a lot of calls coming in. But other guys are really, really stepping up and making plays for this team. So, and one of those top five picks isn't playing. He's hurt, Jaden Ivey.
Yeah, and another thing that I think helps this team out is this team, they've got the roles that are pretty well defined. And I think that helps because if you're a player and you know what's expected of you, then just go out and do what's expected of you. I don't think, you know, Isaiah Stewart, they gave him a contract, and he knows what he's supposed to do. He knows he's supposed to play defense, go get rebounds, defend your teammates, do whatever, you know, be not an enforcer, but be that guy that can be an intimidating force. But you got to be able to play, and he can't.
We have a listener, Jay in Madison Heights, that just did a comp for Asar Thompson that I find this to be fascinating. We will tell you who it is today at 10:46. It is Carson Anderson. Your open line calls mixed in as well. 97.1 The Ticket. We got a big NBA game tonight. FanDuel is giving all customers a 50% same game parlay profit boost for tonight's matchup, the Mavs and Lakers. They're playing for the first time since their blockbuster trade a few weeks ago. Will Luka come out hot and show the world he's in shape? Perhaps consider a Luka same game parlay if you want to. An example would be Luka to score 25 points or more. to record 6 or more assists, and to record 8 or more rebounds. Mix and match with players on either team for an even bigger payout. Just visit FanDuel.com/Doug to get your same game profit boost for tonight's Mavs versus Lakers game. FanDuel is the official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Minimum 3-leg parlay required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and maximum wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Okay. Jay in Madison Heights. Kate, I want to get your thoughts on this comp.
All right.
This cross sport comp has occurred to me. Asar Thompson's movement skills are on Sergei Fedorov's level. I'm not saying he's a Hall of Famer at this point, but he glides effortlessly and wow, athletic plays so smooth. Asar Thompson's comp. Sergei Fedorov. I love it.
Going basketball, comparing him to a hockey Hall of Famer is interesting. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. I think that's it's lofty.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? I mean, if, because I could, I understand what he's trying to say because he's Sergei did glide across the ice, and I was trying to think of a lesser comp. If you're going to go hockey, does Athanasiou make sense?
I don't think Athanasiou is enough. I think Sergei's too much. But I kind of get where he's going with this. Like it's
how about you come up with a basketball player?
Well, for the creativity, I give him points, and I think it's. I mean, there are guys that just play the game smooth, regardless of the sport. You know, the swing of a Will Clark. Everybody has talked about that left-hander swing and how smooth it was, and Sergei Fedorov did play the game in such a smooth way. Asar Thompson.
What about like Parker Meadows playing center field?
Dude, I could see it because Parker Meadows.
If we're gonna go outside of the sport,
yeah. Anyway, I thought it was a really cool. Really cool comparison.
Anytime you bring up Sergei Fedorov, I'm for it.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Ted, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Ted.
Ted.
No, you're there, buddy.
Theodore.
Teddy.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, all right, good. I was telling the screener that Dan Campbell is the start of all of this in the city. All of the teams are feeding off of his infectious way of handling the teams. And since the Tigers saw the Lions do well, and then A.J. Hinch put more effort on the Tigers. The same thing with the Pistons, and Eiserman with the Wings said, oh, we got a so-so coach. I'm going to get a rah-rah coach. Similar to Dan Campbell. I think that's what's fueling the whole turnaround with all of these teams.
Well, I think you could say that, you know, since Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes got here, it kind of coincides with Scott Harris coming to the Tigers and finding a different way. Obviously, the Pistons have gone their way, but they didn't find their guys until this offseason. So maybe there's something there with the example of, you know, finding the right fit for the, if you want to change the culture of teams and where they're at, you got to find those right guys. And Scott Harris and AJ Hinch, they're certainly there for the Tigers. And we like what's happened to Pistons. Eiserman's been here for a while now, but changing up to a different coach. I don't know if I'd describe McClellan as a rah-rah type coach, but he's a coach that has experience where the previous two did not at the NHL level of being head coaches.
That's true. And you know, today's, news or free press, B.J. Bickerstaff was quoted as saying that he was proud of the guys for last night's game because they reached down and showed their grit.
Yeah, he used the word grit, didn't he?
Yep.
So I think this in some sort of – I guess I just disagree. I think we all have fun with the crossover stuff.
The Fedorov stuff you're on board with, but
yeah. I'm board with.
What are you going to compare? If you're going to say Dan Campbell started everything.
I don't think Dan Campbell has had a direct impact on the other teams.
I don't think he's had a direct impact, but do you think that how long has Hinch been here now? Hinch, it feels like Hinch and Campbell kind of came at the same time. And Scott Harris was at least a year later.
Well, let's consider what Ted said. He said, because of the Lions, A.J. Hinch put more effort into the time. Look, there's something fun going on right now in Detroit sports. And it's cool to roll from one season into the next to have interesting teams to watch. We may have four playoff teams on the professional level. Well, hell, Michigan and Michigan State being high seeds in March Madness. So there's a lot definitely to be excited about. I'm not really seeing the correlation between one or the other, that there's direct impact. I'd almost have to have a player say, you know what? We were watching a Lions game and collectively said enough. The word grit has become, and it's really been, that has become a catchphrase here in Detroit, or just a rallying word in Detroit that everybody likes to talk about, but it does capture a lot of what the city's about. And Dan Campbell has used that to impact his football team for sure. The Pistons are the second best team in Detroit right now, and Cade is the best player in the city, is the second best player in the city behind Scoobal. Pistons second best team in Detroit, so Lions first, Pistons second. Cade is the best player in the city just behind Scoobal.
I'm not going to disagree with that. I mean, you could argue a little bit. If you argued a Lions player, you'd probably argue, would it be Aiden Hutchinson?
Penei Sewell? Amon-Ra? Yeah.
They're all that's what separates the Lions from the Pistons, is because the Lions have multiple players like that. The Pistons have Cade. And Cade is, without question, the best player on the team.
Unnamed texter, I hated the Cade criticism his first several years. Anyone who knows anything about basketball knows it takes 3 to 4 years to become, because everyone comes in at 19 years old. There are very few Lucas that come in and play at such a high level at that young of an age. Well, we always talk about the sports world, and this goes all the way up to the top, to the talking head shows, is take short-term results and draw long-term conclusions. We laughed, okay, sitting here each Monday during the NFL season. It started with, is Lamar a lock for the MVP? 1 week later, it was, is Derrick Henry a lock for the MVP? After that, is Josh Allen a lock for the MVP? This was going on every Monday throughout watching the talking head shows in, you know, week 6, week 7, week 8.
Just send them the MVP now.
Yeah, it's the you know. So
how does the MVP race affect the Cowboys?
Bingo.
Yeah.
You run into, so you know, I don't blame fans for doing it.
If Derrick Henry played for the Cowboys, Dak Prescott would be MVP.
I have no issue with a fan seeing something small, and getting super excited or super discouraged by it. It's just a part of fandom. I get a little worked up with some of the higher ups in sports media that do it. and each week there's a different lock for the MVP. Asard Thompson is the second. So anyway, back to the person's text. Yes, the Cade criticism, short-term results, which, remember, there were injuries involved. It was truncated. He didn't have players around him. And there were a lot of conclusions drawn that Cade is a bust. And I'm like, well, it might be a bit early to say that. But there was definitely some times where there were concerns, or is Cade going to live up to 1-1's a hard thing to live up to. And he's starting to live up to it. Asard Thompson is the second coming of Tayshaun Prince. And while he's not a superstar, he was definitely a star. I loved Tayshaun, and I love Asard too. As for Cade, .. Magic Johnson. Similar. In terms of the way they play the game.
Yeah, I think, but it's interesting. It's like Tayshaun, I think, had a bigger impact early on as a defender. Not that Asar is a bad defender, because he's really good at it, but I feel like Asar has a higher upside offensively than what Tayshaun did. Tayshaun came into this situation, really fit in well with those teams.
Yeah.
And was always a solid player. I never thought he was a great player, just thought he was a solid player. I don't mean that to sound like it's a slam on him, because it's not. He's a really solid player. Can Asar be better than that?
Chris writes in, Carlos Guillen, I always thought of as a smooth fielder at shortstop. Give me Asar to get to his level. It's from Chris in Grand Rapids. Troy in Oak Park says, I think Asar is a young Kawhi Leonard once he gets a decent jump shot. Look out. Here's one I'm not good. Asar, cross-sport comp, J-Mo. We probably shouldn't have started this. By we, I guess I mean me. 248-539-9797. So we've gotten some... we got some unprompted texts here about the quality of last night's Michigan-Nebraska college basketball game.
Oh.
We'll read some of those, and we'll get to it. You know, they say, hey, found a way to win. Toughed out a win. Michigan found a way to win. But man, that was a tough watch. We'll get to that today at 11:02. It is Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.